Terror attacks, of course, have increased attention to border security in the United States. This past spring, when the Texas Border Control received new aircraft, patrol cars, and 20 more agents, it closed off some of the so-called informal crossings into Mexico. The crossings are illegal, but local residents have long used them anyway, and for a long time the U.S. government turned essentially a blind eye to those crossings. But now the crackdown has produced protests from both sides of the border. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports from Lajitas, Texas.
In the heart of the Texas Badlands, among towering red rock knolls, the Lajitas Trading Post is straight out of the Old West. Low slung with a broad front porch, a painted wooden sign boasts its presence along the muddy Rio Grande River since 1899, a century-old crossroads between two cultures.
And mushrooms. All right.
Clerk Pam Ware takes pride in the close relations between residents here and the Mexicans across the river in the village of Paso Lajitas. For decades, Mexicans have crossed into the U.S. not only to buy Pop-Tarts and chewing gum, but also for jobs and school. Paso Lajitas even gets its water, electricity, and phone service through lines strung over from the U.S. For Lajitas, in the shadow of Big Bend National Park, having Mexico so close is a big draw for tourists. It has been an easy interdependence, but on May 10th, Ware says all this was threatened when the U.S. Border Patrol swooped down to the river.
There was something like 13 cars from one direction and 11 from the other, brand new equipment, brand new Jeeps, a helicopter, vehicles that were running all over the place. They got off on the new golf course, stirring it up, got out here, stirred it up, chasing people every which way.
Agents arrested 24 people, mostly workers without documentation. From that day, the two communities were split. And as they've struggled to adapt, husbands have been separated from wives, parents from children, friends from decades-long companions. The town's only hotel is fast expanding to build tennis courts and a fish pond, and the Mexican workers now have legal permits. But they must travel 4 hours to get here, up to the nearest official border crossing, then back down to Lajitas. Jose Luis Natividad steps down from a bulldozer to explain that he and others now stay here 4 days a week, returning home to Mexico only on weekends. And Natividad has moved his family to another Mexican village even further away. My kids used to come to the U.S. for school, he says, but there's no school in Paso Lajitas. There's also no medical care or gas station, and the few restaurants have closed. The village has become largely a ghost town as families have scattered. Residents say some have moved north into the U.S., a few with children who are American citizens, others who now live here illegally. Border Patrol spokesman Pablo Caballero expresses regret for the disruption, but defends the new crackdown.
Our records indicate that there are drugs coming through that area and also illegal immigrants. We have made arrests. We have proof that it's happening.
What's more, Caballero says his agents cannot ignore new realities since the 9/11 attacks. Several years ago, agents uncovered a smuggling operation that brought Arabs into the U.S. through Mexico. Now there's concern that Al-Qaeda or other terror groups may be organizing in South America.
We are now in our highest state of alert ever. Our number one priority is national security. That has changed.
Yet in Lajitas, the national security argument doesn't wash. Linda Walker saddles up a horse in case a tourist wanders by. She organizes horse rides, and her most popular one used to be the half-day jaunt, crossing into Mexico by rowboat for a quick lunch at Paso Lajitas. Asked whether drugs and aliens are smuggled through the area, Walker says, "You bet they are. All along the border." She sweeps her eyes across the barren horizon.
There's no secure border here. There's nothing secure here. But if you go up the chain of command, you can say, oh, well, no, we've put more people down there and we've closed the boat at Paso Lajitas. So we're making a difference for national security. I mean, it sounds good on paper. It isn't until you get here and see the application that the ridiculousness of the situation becomes evident.
In fact, Walker and others say they now feel less secure, with a nearly empty town across the river and fewer friends and neighbors to spot anything suspicious. Marcos Paredes, a ranger at Big Bend Park, says he understands the rest of the nation is in a panic about national security. But what makes sense in Washington does not necessarily hold down here. Paredes likes to say the border is its own virtual state, a state of mind.
Any time that you try to look at the border as a hard and fast black and white line, you're setting yourself up for problems, because the border is a big gray zone, you know. There is so much interaction between us here. Can you imagine being told that you couldn't cross the street to go see your friends and neighbors?
The impasse with the government has inspired local songwriter Leonel Galindo.
Dos pueblos han separado, ya muchos importa poco.
Families that were one before are now separated, he sings. Two towns stare at each other in suffering. As they wait and hope for some sort of compromise, residents say a few continue to defiantly sneak across the river. Others just go down to the reedy banks at the end of each day to blow kisses to loved ones. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Lajitas, Texas.
Pueblo de Lajitas, Texas. Paso Lajitas, Chihuahua.
And for more music from the border, you can go to our website, npr.org.